If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 271. It's Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. Everybody, welcome back to The Boop Show. I'm Scott, and that's Brian Dunaway over there with a funny hat. Hi, Brian. What's up?
Well, hi, Scott.
Oh, look at that. Is the cat like that?
Ripley,
oh,
yeah, look at the cat. Ripley is enjoying the hat today.
Yeah, we got a kitty on screen, and this cat keeps whacking these ears that Brian has on his hat that keep going up and down.
Usually I don't let the animals in my office when I'm doing the podcast for good reason,
yeah,
because cats will steal the show. But she has been extra needy the last couple of days, so I was like, all right. You can hang out for a minute.
I had a phone call, a tech support call earlier going on when I was trying to deal with a GPU issue I was having with an NVIDIA card. And right in the middle of the call, I suddenly feel searing pain on the back of my leg all the way up to my shoulder. A small cat about that size was scaling me like a mountain. And it sucked.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you don't mind, G. I'm just going claw. Is that a game? Is that like the equivalent for cats? Is that their video games?
I don't know. Is that what they would have for fun? Is that what they do?
I don't know if it's fun or not.
I don't know what cats do, dude. Cats are weird. They shit and fart and eat and then repeat. Like, what are they good for?
My favorite fact is the fact that cats fart silently. It's like you know, dogs sometimes you'll catch. But a cat, you don't know until you're sitting going, oh, my God, what is that smell?
Yeah. They get you on the back end. But, like, I get a little warning from my my half-Italian greyhound, half bin pin. She'll go, like that.
Yeah, you kind of get those. It's like, like, get out of here,
good.
Buddy.
It's no good. All right, we have games to talk about. We're going to do that now. Stick around. All right, so new year, 2021, baby. We're here.
New year.
Yeah.
Who dis?
How you feeling about that? Are you good with the new year?
I'm excited. This is always a weird time of the year for me, the January of the new year for gaming. I didn't think I did, but apparently I game on the calendar year. So a lot of good games come out in December, and we get very excited and stoked. And then in January, you're like, now what? Now what?
Wait, did you play, when you say on the calendar year, does that mean you played on the 1st? Is that what you're trying to tell
me? That's right. On the 1st, I showed up. I showed up, Scott, on the 1st, January the 1st, and went, okay.
Yeah.
What am I going to play? I've been trying to keep, you know, like in 2020, I tried to play games that were released in 2020. Not always.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why that I picked the game I picked today. As a matter of fact, it didn't come out in 2020, but we're going to talk about that later. But I always usually just spend this time getting organized and try to look at my backlog of games and just try to go back through. I usually use How Long to Beat to track my backlog.
Yeah.
And right now I'm using Good Old Games Galaxy 2. It's a game library. Oh,
how is that going? How's that thing work? Is it good? Do you like it?
I love it. It hooks up to most of your systems, including the Xbox Game Pass, Steam, Uplay, Good Old Games, all those things. It allows you to install and launch from that client.
A single interface.
Single interface. It's fairly smooth. It's fairly robust. I can tag games that I'm interested in coming up. It's just a nice way to organize everything, not feel overwhelmed. My favorite part is...
You have a favorite part?
I have a favorite part. My favorite part is the
penis.
Fact that I can...
sorry.
That's my favorite. That's absolutely my favorite part. But after that, my favorite part of this application, Good Old Games Galaxy 2, is that it allows me to sort by release date.
Oh.
So I can see, like, it's like, oh, there's 30 games right there. They're recent. And... boom.
I'm going to have to try that today. Does it pull in Epic stuff or no?
Yes, Epic stuff.
It does Epic stuff. Okay. If it's doing Game Pass, Epic, does it do probably not BattleNet games, right?
I don't think it does Battle.net. You can always request that it does that. Good old games. Those guys are good old guys. And they're pretty responsive. I don't think, but I, of course, it's going to, you know, if Battle.net's going to allow them to interface, I would think so. They let other places
interface. It's the interface. CD Projekt Red people, right? That's who that is.
Right.
Yeah. Or it's the good old game side of that company. So yeah.
That's right.
Maybe they'd be willing to. Well, they're not busy fixing terrible bugs in their video game.
And their cyberpunks.
Yeah. Well,
I like the client because it runs on Mac or Windows, and it runs this well.
I'm gonna have to fiddle with it later. Also, a quick note. So I've been playing a lot of Warcraft. Lots of thoughts on some stuff in that game coming up this Friday on the instance. So I'm not gonna talk about it here. But I went on a bit of a mech rampage where I was trying to find a good game with mechs in it, and I don't mean Japanese like freaking Evangelion, you know, big. Dumb robot Gundam stuff, not like that. I like that stuff, but that's not
Gundam
what I was,
style.
It's not what I was aiming for. I'm looking more for like BattleTech sort of, you know, mech warrior style.
Right, more gritty.
Yeah, gritty and dirty. Earth.
Not all shiny and pretty, right?
Yeah, I don't want shiny, pretty, perfectly proportioned, fancy lady robots. But I want
I want one going.
Yeah, I want like a truck with two bad legs on it and fighting. So, of course, there are, you know, a number of BattleTech licensed things out there. But as it turns out, I wasn't really in the mood for straight BattleTech, which is their turn-based, you know, mech game. And it's great. It's very good. But it's not really what I was looking for. I wanted something more action-y. And MechWarrior 5 is on Game Pass. And I thought, all right, I'll give that another shot. Because when I first played that last year, I did not love it. And right. So I tried it again, and man, that thing's got problems. And I know it's moddable, and there's a lot of stuff people are working on, but most of the mods are mainly some AI tweaks and a little bit of graphical stuff. It doesn't really fix the core game where I have my issues. There's like huge spikes in difficulty for no reason. Some of the stuff's just straight up broken. Like there's just bugs in it. So that wasn't really cutting it for me. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm putting it out there. If anyone out there is like a favorite mech game, action-based mech game that you can recommend.
A new mech game that is supposed to be released in 2021.
What's that?
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Because I want it.
Speaking of another thing I use to organize my gaming, I use the Opera GX. Also runs on Windows or Mac. It is a gamer-centric browser based on the Opera Chromium browser.
Yeah.
And it has a nice what's called GX corner, and it shows you your release calendars, also shows you your games that are coming up that are free or interesting. And let me see, I think it was at the end of January there was one that looked like a mech game. Which one was it?
I don't know, but I'm very interested in your mech game that you're talking about, because I'll probably get it, because that's what I do. I buy mech games sight unseen.
Oh, I did see. Oh, actually, this was more like it does have a robot type in it, but it's not a mech. It's called Encodia, and it is just going to be a point-and-click game sci-fi. It's kind of got that cyberpunk.
But they're big old. Are there mechs in the story? Like, is there?
I'm thinking maybe not. I think I got excited and thought that's what it was. No, it's just mostly just a robot. It's just a robot.
All right,
lame.
Fine.
But the kid has a hat like a controller helmet on. So I guess he's like remotely controlling it.
So. Well, so do you in a way. What you're wearing right now, that's kind of a controller hat.
This thing is control. I'm actually in the bed right now, and this is just controlling my body.
I would love to watch. You should hook that thing up so you can play like. Old NES games or something on it. That would be amazing. Because it's just a two.
I'm sure I could, because I mean, I could just put like some, you know, the way this activates is through these little balls of air, but I could put like a sensor in there so that whenever I hit it, it would trigger something.
Yeah, why not? I'm just saying, you got nothing else to do. Make that happen.
Yeah, I could use some gyroscopes in here and then use this like a dual stick shooter.
Sure. Why not?
I do that.
Take on the aliens and win. All right. Hey, look at this. I got a game to talk about. And this is going to be an interesting recommendation/not recommendation. It depends on who you are. Okay. So we're going to have some listeners who go, oh, that's me. That's my kind of game. And other people are going to hear about this and go, oh, I'm with Scott. That's not really my game. I played a game that I really like in almost every single way. Except for the core thing that you're doing in the game. And it's a thing that I personally just don't like. It's a sub-genre of a sub-genre. I'll get to all those details in a second. But let me tell you about a game called Space Raiders in Space.
in space.
Now, if that sounds to you like they're goofing around and being funny with the name, well, you wouldn't be wrong. That is what they're doing. That's precisely what they're doing. I need to fix this, actually, because we got... I got issues here. All right.
Oh, it's got like this comic style, kind of like one of our favorite picks last year.
Yeah, you're not wrong. What was that called? I forgot. My brain didn't work, Brian. I can't think of it.
It was your pick last week, and it was
something something. Hey, welcome Raider to the style. Deal.
No, that wasn't it. It was wait. It was Fury Unleashed.
Fury Unleashed. There it is. I love Fury Unleashed. So you're right. There's a similarity there. So it's like a... I can't get this thing to crop right. I apologize, Jeff.
It's kind of got like an XCOM layout to it as well, though.
A little bit. I mean, I would say this thing is more like... well, there we go. Can I make that bigger? this is a really bad... Sorry, guys. I have
that's okay. The only people affected are those who listen to the podcast and can't see you wiggling around.
I have no Daryl idea what I'm up to here.
Daryl and Merle.
Yeah, that's the guy. All right, so...
Wait, no, this looks like something else. I'm this looks familiar.
All right, let me tell you what this is. So this is a game called Space Rangers in Space, or Space Raiders, rather, in Space. It is this kind of over-the-top, goofy, comic booky take on the world, and everything in it is very hyper comic book stylized, lots of... pointillism, what do they call that stuff in the background you used to do with comics back in the day to make shading and stuff?
Oh yeah, the oh. cross no oh my gosh halftone
halftone there you go lots of halftones lots of line art cell shading, that sort of thing.
Line art, that's my favorite.
Yeah, line art's the best. When you look down on it from the camera that's in the game, it's a very three-quarter view sort of Diablo angle, I suppose, is the way to look at it.
Yeah.
And it's a series.
Is the camera locked in?
It is. You can zoom, but you can't like change the angle.
Right.
I don't think. Actually, I didn't mess with that too much. So there may be a way, but anyway, you have these series of scenarios, and the scenarios are treated like parts of the story of this comic book tale they're telling, and they do it very tongue in cheek, very goofball, over the top and stuff. I mean, obviously, with a name like Space Raiders in Space, you figure they're screwing around right. a little bit.
And well, was there a previous game like Space Raiders like?
Not that I know
X
of
or something.
Never heard
they
of that.
Got in space. No.
If no, there was, right. I'm not aware of it. As far as I know, this is an original property, not based on a sequel or not based on an original or anything like that. And everything's told, even the menus, they're all told in kind of like comic book frames. So even when you're doing options like sound or video or whatever, you're choosing from what looks like broken out frames in a modern comic. So they're really going for that motif. And the entire time there's these stick guys that are giving you tutorial help. And I guess the stick guys are part of the company's logo, the guys who make this game. Their name is Two Stupid Devs.
Yeah.
Published by Destructive Creations. Anyway, as you can see in this video, this dude is shooting these bugs, these alien bugs, as they come at him. And the game is basically a wave-based defense game. So you've almost heard the word, the dirty word that I hate, which is tower defense. But it's not quite tower defense. It's more like... do you remember Orcs Must Die 1 and 2? Do you remember that one?
Oh,
whole thing?
That was such a good one. That was a great
people love those games. I really enjoyed those too. When you play co-op with friends, those are pretty fun. But they do this thing that I'm not a giant genre fan of, which is set up defenses, spend your money that you earned from the last wave, get ready for the next one. Okay, here they come. And then are they going to break down your barriers? Did that help at all? Are you still shooting them in enough time before they come get you? Oh, shoot, I got to start over. I didn't have enough defenses. It's basically... tower defense, except the people are the towers. And once they've moved and you've set them up somewhere, they can't just move around at will once the fighting starts. They have to shoot from kind of where they are.
Right, right.
And you can build barriers and blockades and all this stuff to try to keep these aliens from getting you. But then the wave begins, and then you got to kill three waves of them, and hopefully you survive. And if you do, or even if you don't entirely, you can heal up and then build new barricades and all that. So there is somebody who's listening, probably a bunch of you, who go, oh, yeah, that's my jam. I like games like that. And I'm happy to tell you, I think they made a really good one of those. I just can't stand that game type.
That loop. I've been watching the video of someone playing. It looks like it's very much area to area, and I guess there's not a lot of movement. And that's one thing I don't like about tower defense. It seems like your areas are usually pretty limited, and it's just kind of like over and over again. Instead of progressing through a story or a building, you're going to be pretty much in these areas. Even Orcs Must Die kind of suffered from that.
Yeah,
somewhat.
Orcs Must Die was nice because you were, I mean, these guys are obviously moving as they fight, but
right,
you still have to kill what's coming from what direction, and you have to focus on that somehow. So if it's getting overwhelmed in that side of the room, you better have either invested in some defenses during the other round, or you know, the break from the previous round, or you're screwed. You're just going to get overwhelmed and die. And to some people, that's a very fun, interesting, good time. I don't like it, but I don't think it's fair.
I feel like this kind of gives me the feeling of how I feel about most of my mobile games. Like when I do the Match 3 games, I love Match 3 games on my phone.
Nothing wrong with them. Sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to play a Match 3 game on my computer.
Yeah, probably
this,
not.
This would be fun, I think, on the phone.
Well, maybe. I think this is fine on PC. In fact, it's probably best on PC. It's just not my thing. And so I'm doing that rare thing where I'm going to recommend this game for some people because I know this is a game type you're going to jam on. And then those who are like me who hear me say things like, build up your defenses, put in some barricades, spend money on putting a wall here, and then next time they come through, burp, 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 burp. It's a little like Horde mode and like, you know. I don't like those either. Like when Halo has their Halo, whatever it is. They have their like wave-based mode. They have it in Gears of War with the Horde mode. They're my least favorite things in those games. I can't stand those modes. But they are obviously made for somebody. Somebody likes wave-based gameplay. It just isn't me.
Many people love wave-based. I mean.
Right. And this is cheap. It's $9.99. It has an amazing sense of style. Here's some sound from it. I'm just going to play this little bit here. Check this out.
A lone science vessel crosses the blackness of space, following a strange signal. It leads them to a planet. After years in cryosleep, the two sole occupants are awoken as the ship descends. And they are not alone. Heather, get back!
See, just stupid, over the top,
well,
great.
But I loved every second of that. That almost may have sold me on the game.
It's good.
That, without that, it seems very flat. But with that, the thing I don't like about these kind of games, of course, is, in my opinion, you're welcome to love it, is the lack of story. I like story. I used to not like story.
Yeah.
But I'm a story guy now, and I like story.
Yeah.
And that fulfilled.
When did that change for you? When did you decide story was
That's a good question.
Again?
I would like to go back and look at, I mean, luckily me and you both have been able to track our gaming preferences over the years in a very granular way because we do podcasts about video games. And I'd be curious to see when it was that I kind of went away, because I remember there was a point in time where it's like, it was all first person shooters for me. It's like, if you showed me any story, I'm like, just get that crap out of here.
Yeah.
But slowly over time, I've kind of walked away from the from that.
Well, you might like this because the story is goofy and over the top and fun, and it's funny. I like clicking through menus because as you're clicking through the story panels between these, you know, gameplay events, the words on screen are like bip, pow, bang, but also sometimes shit, oh no, you suck, like things like that. It's great. So all of it is great. I like how it's dressed. It's very violent. Blood's everywhere. It's very, I don't know, it leans into this comic book thing. The animations are cool. It's got a really cool vibe overall. I just don't like
it. It came out in December 8th, 2020. I didn't even see this in any of my suggested list. I kind of, you know, like when those sales are going on during in December for Steam, I just kind of go through my queue. And they never suggested this one time to me. So this is something I've never seen. Space Raiders in Space, by the way.
$10.
Is that three A's in that last space?
Three A's because it's in space like that.
Space, yeah, right.
Keep in mind, $10 is all. That's not even a sale price. That's just the normal price. And I think for that price, you're getting quite a lot of game here. But
I will be honest with you. The whole time we've been talking about this, which has been what, like 10 minutes or so, they have not moved from this area. It's been the same.
Yeah, this guy's really taking this area seriously. Place. I wonder if I can skip ahead somewhere. Yeah, there are different environments. You're not always stuck in there, but there are. You know, it's many different waves, and you got to deal with those waves, and then you got to tell your AI guys what to do during the next wave. Do you want them to be active and running around? Do you want them to hold still and hold their ground?
Oh, good. You get to pick tactics. That's good. Good.
Yeah, all that stuff's in there. But then the waves start, and then I go, oh, I'm playing one of those. Kill me. But I think at $10, and if that even just remotely sparked your interest as a gamer, get it. So it's available now on Steam and maybe other places. I think it's on Switch.
Oh, now the Switch might would be interesting.
Yeah, I meant to look that up.
Satisfy my requirements.
Meant to look it up, forgot to, but it's in there. Their exact description is this: Space Raiders in Space is a wave defense roguelike, mixed squad management and tower defense mechanics.
What's the rogue part?
It's, you know, you take stuff back with you after you die and do better next time. It's like that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Command, you're so almost...
Do you get to pick whether you're Daryl or Merrill? Looks like they have... One's an engineer and one is, couldn't quite tell. So do you get to pick your classes you can or be is whatever that all
you
on
want.
Rails?
You can be whatever you want. You can pick do a different dude. I think you can name your dude, all that stuff. I think. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, so this may actually maybe Walking Dead references then, right? Isn't that two characters from Walking Dead? This person
Merle.
Named their own characters.
Yeah, Daryl and Merle. You're not right. You're not wrong. Yeah.
You're not right.
You're not wrong, but you might be right. Anyway, I think it's cool. Hate the gameplay. That's a me thing. I think you'll like it. If any of that sounded interesting, go check it out. Available now for 10 measly American dollars.
10 measly dollars.
Brian, tell me about... Now, I've played this until it bugged out and I couldn't go further in it.
Oh, no, it bugged out.
Yeah, I had this a long time ago. Alex Albisu in the community purchased this for me because he wanted to see me scream like a girl. And I played it until I got stuck. And then the stuck turned out to be... a glitch, and then when I reloaded, it wiped all my experience. So that was when it was in like early access or very early out or something like that. So things have changed.
This game's...
Tell me about Visage.
Absolutely. So I had talked about games that were in my list to complete and haven't done it. I've had Visage for about a year now. I'd received the game code for it, and I had not played it. I got both for the PC and the PS4. This is a horror survival game. Horror, and possibly the scariest horror game I've ever played. You're watching video of me, so if it gets confusing, the fact that I'm on the screen and on screen again,
I can fix that.
This is actually me playing.
Oh, whoops, really? I'll fix it.
Right.
Keep talking.
Me crapping my pants is what it should have been called. So the game starts out, I'm only going to tell you things that are right in the first couple of minutes of the gameplay. Starts off as you're a character apparently named Dwayne. And you have your family or somebody's family in a basement, and you got a gun, and apparently you kill them. So it's very violent, ultra violent horror game to start with.
Yeah, I hear you swear a lot in this. Is that true in this playthrough?
Oh, I swear. Okay, so my go-to bad word when I'm playing scary video games is the S word. I say that
all the time, too.
It's crap.
Yeah.
But with the S word.
Yeah, the shit. You can say shit.
Yeah, we can say shit. We can say shit.
Yeah,
sure.
Say shit.
So that, because that's, I feel like that's probably going to be my last words if I die from an accident. I'm pretty sure that's going to be my final words. But however, I did not know I had another bad word in my mouth that was when I get angry at something.
Can I guess? Let me guess it. Can I guess? Oh my gosh, this girl. Is this where you scream?
Because is that where I said it? That is where I said the word.
Play it.
And then immediately had to apologize.
I'm going to bleep it if we have to, but I want to hear this.
Right.
All right. So here we go. I'm turning on audio. Let's get Brian's volume up. Okay. Here we go. It's playing.
Okay.
Yeah. Brian walking some stairs.
All right, so let's go back to that wall again and see what plan B was.
Uh-huh, so he's off to the door.
If I can remember how to get there. Yeah. Right. I have to get to the basement. I still forgot. So you've got a little bit.
Oh, do I? I thought I was right there.
Just a little bit.
Okay, so you're taking a photo.
Ugh.
Is that just helping you see? Is that what happened?
I go down this way? Is it this way?
Okay.
So... Was you're always fighting against the dark. This game is a the survival part of the horror
game.
What?
Oh, here it is. Hold on. I hear the lady.
This is not where I curse. You do hear the lady a lot
from in the backyard.
Here you go. I'm going downstairs. When I go downstairs, then that's when things go wrong.
Where's
the backyard?
I want to see her. How did I skip so far back? I only did one click.
I don't know.
I want to see her jump out at you again. How did I do this?
I don't know. I think you skipped back a pretty good ways. All right, let's try this again.
Oh, no, this is it. She's going down the stairs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think.
Is this it? Oh, it's an unfinished basement.
I've gotten myself into.
I can hear Brian talking twice. It's so weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's scary. It's making it scarier. Okay, we're in the shitter now.
Everybody's having a chill Sunday.
That's you.
Oh, great. I still think we're a little too far back.
Are we too far back? How did I do that?
Make any sense. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to try to forward
scroll back a little bit.
Good
ways.
Just a 15 second jump is all.
How did we?
Is this it? Is this where you get it?
That's it. I'll tell you when I see it.
I'm scared watching, dude.
This game is super intense. Okay, I'm so lost now.
Okay, so this is one of the problems I had is I thought I was just lost once, but I was just stuck in a room.
The good news about this game is...
No. There's a fresh paint. Oh, look at that. Oh, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I don't like any of my options. All my options are bad. They're bad options.
I want to see this lady.
There.
Where's the lady?
All the bad options. Okay, so she's in this room, so let's see if I turn around and go the right way.
All right.
Or if I go back
You tell me when you see it. Well, I guess she'll be delayed.
Okay, I'll tell you. It's coming up pretty soon now, I believe. Let's see.
Is it? Okay.
So the camera is used because there's always limited light, and you lose sanity in the dark, so you don't want to be in the dark for very long. They give you a couple of limited light sources like lighters. Okay, here it comes.
This is it.
I'm starting to get my bearings now.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hated this area. Oh, this is the worst.
I'm scared.
Oh, the playroom? Oh, no, thank you. Oh, is there anything in here? Because they said
I hear that lady walking.
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh, when your sanity when your sanity goes down, this is what happens.
Okay, so when the sanity goes down, you start to hear things because you think you're hearing things.
Right.
But you may not necessarily, but if your sanity gets too bad, then boom, you're dead, or she'll come get you or whatever.
She shows up.
Okay. Oh.
But the thing is, my sanity wasn't bad. There should be on the left-hand side. Here it comes.
Okay, I'm scared.
Sanity doing.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, right, because there's this girl thing.
That's where I first got the camera.
I probably Nintendo fingered your video or something.
More. What is that?
Okay. Oh, I'm kind of scared.
Okay, some videotapes here now. Oh, what? Whoa, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Wow, dude. That's amazing.
She scared the crap out of me. I didn't even know I had that in me, but I think the fact that it was an individual stalking me that made me do that. So
yeah, I don't blame
that'll be the last word I say if somebody is trying to kill me.
I don't blame you for that. That looks like Scary Time USA to me.
Oh my gosh, it's so horrific. So all these games are basically the same. This one just plays all the right ways. It draws you into an investigation and exploration, which of course lowers your abilities to be on point for everything because you're concentrating. You have to dig in deep. You have to look really close at items, like you're looking for keys so you can access different places of this huge house. By the way, it's huge, but
it
you live
huge.
There apparently,
and it's 80s as hell. It reminds me of growing up, and I don't like it.
It is absolutely, it's like late 80s, early 90s, where it seems to be. You can tell whenever the first thing you interact with after you see the horrific murder that you do, apparently. Your name is Dwayne. You walk down, you pick up this 80s, 90s looking phone, and Rose has called your neighbor and it says, Dwayne, I'm worried about you. I haven't been outside in days. And it's like, that's because I've been murdering people. But apparently there's something supernatural going on. You're getting your comeuppance. For the murder that took place, and you're trying to figure out and unfurl the story and what you did. Did you see PT?
Oh yeah. Not only did I see it, I had it. It's still on my PlayStation, by the way.
Yeah.
And
it's still
scared
on PlayStation.
Scared
Don't
the urine out of me. Scared the pee out of me. You can't download it anymore. You have to.
Right.
I've already had it to keep it, but yeah.
So this is Visage, and I think this is where PT was wanting to go. You're not walking. You can't walk fast. You can't run. There's very limited light resources as part of the survival part. You have to use your camera a lot. It usually functions pretty well, but certain areas, there's a supernatural something going on that doesn't allow you to use it. And there's sanity pills, which you pick up along the way.
Yeah.
Those things are good. They take all the crazy away for just a minute.
Yeah. Some anti-sanity pills if you can get them.
Sure. Right. But what you're doing basically is you're tracking through each of the victims and their stories.
This sounds like a single player Phasmophobia a little bit.
Yeah, very much a single player.
Because all the stuff you've described, those pills, not enough light, your sanity meters, which I know isn't a new thing. There's a lot of games that
this is typical horror stuff. This is just the best I've ever played. Yeah. There is a very real way that these people attack you that make you feel like you're going crazy. And part of that is because first of all, things are acting on their own. So like if you flip a light on, you may walk away and then the light flips off. It's like, okay, that's not cool. But there's things that you can actually be looking at something. There's rooms where you go to and you'll be looking at something. You turn around and then you turn back to look again and it'll be gone.
Yeah.
So this game is all about trickery, but they do a really good job of not letting you get lost. So Sad Square Studios, the developer and the publisher of Visage, they've done a great job about keeping you on point. Here is something that I did that I haven't seen anybody else do. You can sit down and it's where the murder took place. I don't want to give any away details about it, though. But well, I haven't seen anybody else play where the murder took place. I want to finish this part of the story.
Sure.
But it's like I said, it is just poop-inducing. I had so much fun with it. Yeah. It's on sale right now for like $26 or something on Steam or Good Old Games. It's been out, like you said, you got it early on.
Yeah.
You got it early on. I think it's been in development since like 2017
or
something like that.
Yeah, I think it may have been early access when I got it.
Right. And now it is full-fledged, ready to go. I didn't get stuck any places, which is amazing when you're playing any of these horror games because it's so easy to get stuck in an area and not be able to get out and get frustrated. This came out on October the 29th, 2020, according to what Steam says. So I think
definitely early access because I played it in 2019 then. So that's the release date. Yeah. That's good.
It's been
that's
around
good
for a while, but
I should dust it off and give it another shot. It scared the
hell out of me. Gosh, man. You are going to have so much fun. I screamed. I cursed.
That doesn't sound like fun. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
I'm telling you. But you know what? I just couldn't stop. I kept having to know. I'm like, I got to know the next thing.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. No, I get you.
So out of all these that I've played, this has been my favorite so far.
Here's a little sound from the game. Let's check this out. This is you taking some pictures, doing a little walk in.
Turn it up.
Yeah, I got to crank a little bit here. Here we go. That's horrendous.
Yeah, there's no audio leveling in this game, and the reason why is that they want you to lean into the sound. They're like, oh, I think I hear something. What is
that's
that
scary.
You kind of turn up a little bit, yeah. And the next thing you know, it's like, rah! And you're like, ah, why'd you do it?
Maybe I'll stream it. I don't know. People want
I would watch you stream this.
The sick desire people have for me to be completely out of my mind scared is,
oh my god, you're gonna scream to. You're gonna scream so much,
guaranteed.
I guarantee it. Visage is dark, it's dingy, it's dirty. The story is just, it's, oh,
wow. Yeah. There you go. So check it out. Graphic and violent. Get your hands on it and play today. All right. Is it weird? Just side note, though, real quick, before we play Guess Our Game. Games like this right now, I like more because they're more escapism. Like some people would say, well, during stressful times, you shouldn't play stressful things. But for me, it's kind of weirdly the opposite because this is so far off in a direction that's not reality that I feel like I can enjoy it more as an escape than I would normally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. No, horror movies have always been really good about this. They are one of the truest forms of escape because when you get through watching a horror film, you go, well, at least I'm not in Visage.
Yeah.
You know, at least I'm not being stalked by some crazy victims that I murdered, apparently. Yeah, by the way, another thing. Something that I didn't like about Visage. It's actually, there was two things. I forgot to mention these things. Oh, I hate to like crap on it after I've talked so well.
You can crap on it. It's fine.
Well, let me crap on it one time real quick. The controls are terrible. That pisses me off. And the reason why
are we using? Controller? We're using a keyboard and mouse? What are we doing?
Both, but controller was primarily what I used, and it is such a crap fest because they don't want you to be able to hurriedly get through the things that you need to do because they want that tension. Do that. Yeah. If you want to create tension, do it elsewhere. Don't do it in my controller.
Yeah.
That just makes me mad.
Yeah, Brian will just shit on your cereal if you do that.
I'll just poop on your game right there.
Right.
And now, there was something else I didn't like, but I can't remember what it was now.
Oh, oops. It's all right. I'm sure it was whatever. But as long as you were scared, that's the mission accomplished. Well done.
Right. Oh, I know what it was. No body.
Oh, wait. No body. No what body. Do you mean? Your body?
No body. So, yeah. So you look down.
Oh.
So it's. I expected if this game was VR, which I think maybe they're thinking about it. I don't think it's VR.
Seems like a game that would benefit from VR.
It would definitely be good in VR.
Yeah.
But I don't agree. Know if it is or not, but there's no, you have no body, and that bothers me. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't like any games that do that. You said this before.
No, if I got a first person game, I want to be able to look down and go, oh, there's my hands.
I played one the other day that you would have hated. Not the other day. Or no, it was the other day. Now I don't remember what it was, but there was some game where I was in first person mode and everything was fine until I looked down and there's no tangible body. And I remember thinking, oh, Brian wouldn't like this.
Yeah.
Because it just makes you feel like you're a piece of tissue floating in the air. There's just nothing
I don't like
there.
That. Yeah. I don't know why it bothers me, but it doesn't bother me in VR because it gets more difficult when it's in VR. It's just because of where the cameras are placed at and stuff. But in a first person, form, I expect it to be there, and it still wasn't there.
So Daryl is your name in the game, right? Daryl.
I believe it is Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne-o.
All right. Dwayne, never trust a Dwayne unless the Rock is in the middle of his name.
Right.
The rest of them are
not. Can you smell what?
Untrustworthy.
Dwayne's cooking?
Yeah, never. He's cooking. You can never smell what he's cooking. But you can smell this upcoming segment we call
It's a Me Mario.
Guess My Game. Yeah, that's right. Brian and I play audio from old games, and then we try to guess what each other's game pick is. We try to pick stuff that's mainstream enough that we're not going to be totally lost. There's a lot of games out there. But you know, we do what we can. I'm going to play mine first. Brian, you're going to see if you can guess what this is. Here it is. Check it out.
The Frozen North, the name given to the stark and unforgiving frontier that lies beyond the high moor of Faerun. A bleak wilderness where barbarian clans and tribes of giants roam the land. And fierce dragons rule the skies.
They say the title, but I beep it out here.
But amidst the frozen savagery stands a bastion of civilization. The city of... Jewel of the North.
Any ideas?
The city of... Beep.
There's a couple in the chat room who are brushing up against it, but it's still not right.
Right.
So
I mean, you know, this sounds so familiar, but I can't place which one it is. I mean, this is definitely a fantasy RPG. I mean, it's in the vein of Lord of the Rings or Dungeons and Dragons.
I'll give you a hint. 2002, if that helps. 2002.
2002. I was playing some D&D stuff.
PC game, I should say. I should mention that.
PC. Yeah, that makes sense.
2002. I played this. To no end. The other hint I'll give you is they had a very robust character scenario story creator that you could make all your own kind of games in.
Oh.
And it was awesome.
It
had a full blown like single player game.
Right.
I guess multiplayer also, you could co-op it, but they had these tools to let you build basically your own RPG underneath it.
It feels like in the realm of Neverwinter, but
you would be correct. Ding, 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 ding. Neverwinter Nights, everybody. Neverwinter Nights. 2002. Fantastic game.
I don't remember that part of the game, though, being able to create your own.
BioWare, by the way, developed this game. So
that.
Back in the day before they were purchased by EA. And it had the coolest tools. You write all your own story and dialogue and choices, and those choices did stuff. All. You could do a DM mode, which basically let one of you just like drop dragons into stuff and like run a D&D campaign, basically. It was very,
very cool.
And
this is the first one, right?
Yeah, Neverwinter Nights. Not that free MMO that's out now called Neverwinter. That's a totally different thing.
Right.
But they're all licenses of the Neverwinter name and D&D stuff, because it is a D&D, actual D&D license. But it's a hell of a thing. And there's an enhanced edition for the Switch, for PC, for maybe some consoles. But that's the thing you can play if you want. And by enhanced, it really just means widescreen. It's pretty fugly at this point. It's not a pretty game.
I didn't mean to revisit this. So this is on point.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. 50% off Neverwinter Nights enhanced edition for $20.
That's a little much, games. I think. I think 20 should be there. That should be the most, and then 50% should be 10. That's what I
was about to say. It should be $10.
It's an old game, is why. It's very old.
Oh, I see what happened. Their sale must have went off. Oh. Could have bought it recently for $10. Boo.
That would have been worth it. It's a very cool game. I sometimes want to get in there and just fiddle around again because I used to love those tools. But it's long in the tooth.
Get it on the Android.
Oh yeah, they have phones. That's right. They have it on phone. I forgot about that. So you can play it on your tablet, your phone, or whatever. The people in the chat going, Baldur's Gate is better. I mean, yeah, as a single player game, it is. But Baldur's Gate had none of these tools. So
why
as a
do you
creative,
have one or the other?
As a creative tool, it beats all that stuff, including other BioWare products. But Baldur's Gate 1, 2, and hopefully 3, which isn't BioWare, but whatever. It's Larian. But anyway, those games are crafted, carefully constructed, single player narrative-based games. Whereas this had a narrative-based thing on top of it, but it was just as a way to show you, hey, look what you can do. Go make your own. At least that's how I saw it. And it was awesome. I loved it.
I miss this. I miss this a lot, Neverwinter. I played 2, I think, more.
2 was good, too. I liked 2 plenty good. It was all right. I don't think it was as good as 1 in terms of just its...
I think I missed the first one, I think, and everybody talked about it, and I just never got it. And then I started playing 2. I didn't get too far into it.
I had a friend back then who, an online friend, whose name was, oh, geez. I can't think of his name now. Anyway, he and I still chat online once in a while on Facebook, and he always brings us up. We talk about this time where he and I were making these modules. It was so much fun sharing them over the internet. And over the, 2002 internet, it was very different than today's. And it was just too much fun.
You know what we need, Scott? We need to do, an old school night where we just play some of this old stuff.
Let's do it.
Based on our picks for Guess My Game.
Let's do it. I like it. I'm going to play yours now. You tell me, you have any setup for this or just play?
The year was 2011, 10 years ago.
Jeez, not that old. All right, here goes. I'm playing it.
Unit 16 William requests uniform assistance for an evidence search. 14 Adam, code 2.
Roger, 14 Adam en route.
Here we go again. They don't request uniforms for an evidence search unless there's some kind of catch.
Ever the optimist.
From the beam of sunshine himself.
Purchase on your PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360, or could have picked up later for the PC.
Floyd Rose, homicide. You my backup?
Yes, sir. Phelps and Dunn, Wilshire Division.
We had a shooting took place down.
No
the
idea. Is this police?
A Negro male bagged up and on his way to.
How about I give you this Rockstar Games?
Our shooter put 2 in the Vic's head and then threw his piece.
Okay, this is Rockstar. This is not.
You want us to look anywhere in particular?
Johnny Gat? Is that what I heard?
You might have. Thematically set during the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, shit. Don't say. It's. I know this. I've played it. It's the noir game. It's the...
Yes!
with the weird, creepy face technology that totally was crazy at the time.
It's still
LA Noir,
good.
LA Noir, LA Noir. That's it.
Yes, LA Noir.
Whew. That game still, you can play that on VR now, that game.
Oh, you can. And it's, I had this game forever, and I didn't play it until probably close to 2017. I think I went back and I had some kind of weird, I was like, oh, look at all these games. And once again, it was one of those times where it's like, oh, this is a game I never played forever, and I finally did play. And then there's also Driver. San Francisco, I had never played for the longest time until more recently.
I love
those
games.
Just these unique standout.
Yeah, they were fun.
How did I miss them?
Yeah, they were great at the time. Driver, I thought, was a series that we would see a bunch of sequels to in newer generations, but didn't happen. They're kind of gone.
That San Francisco one was awesome, where you're where you're jumping from body to body, your consciousness, and you do all this weird driving while being chased, but it's weird.
Smidian says he thinks back in the day he may have watched me stream some of this game. I think you might have. That was early 2011 or so. Would have been me making very early attempts to stream stuff.
Right. Because
that's when I started. TMS started that year, and we started streaming some stuff there.
It might have been in 2017 when you did it, because it was finally released for the Switch and the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in 2017.
Brian, I've been doing this for too long, I realized.
Right. Is it not too long?
I know, but it's crazy sometimes to think about.
It's a story.
You and
career.
I alone, we started working in, 05 together on ELR, and then all this stuff since, it feels like 5 minutes ago, and also it's been 20, it's been 20 years since I started getting into the content and pushing that stuff since 99, 2000, and started making things called podcasts before there was such a thing, putting MP3s up on the internet and hoping people could get the bandwidth to get them down or whatever. It's just crazy how fast that's gone. I just, And then I got this, crazy. I got this 20-year-old son in the other room. It's just weird.
It's one of the reasons why I've been picking more recent games, because most, you know, for the longest time I was picking games from like the 80s and 90s for Guess My Game. But then I was like, wow, that's like 30 and 40 years ago. And I'm like, what about something from 2011? Would it be hard to pick up on that? Because it's been a while. It's been over 10 years or close to 10 years.
Yeah, it's weird.
Since the game was released.
Totally weird. KT Data in the chat says my Twitch account is around 12 years old. KT Data, I swear.
Back when it was Justin TV?
Probably. But ever since I've known him, he's always been on top of that stuff. So that does not surprise me at all. I have no idea how old mine is, because it's changed. When I moved it to Frog Pants and Twitch helped me get the name secured,
that's right.
I don't remember if that changed the original date or not. I don't know how that worked. And that was like 2014, so I don't know. Life is weird, man. It's so fake, freaking fast.
But it's so wonderful that we're still doing this after all this time. We never pod faded or game faded or whatever it's called now. Stream faded.
No, we're still here.
Whatever they call it. We're still here.
Yeah, we're here, man. Get used to it.
We're going
to go. That's what we say. Smidian found me through Twit. That's interesting. All right. I used to guest on there for stuff and whatnot. All right. Let's do Guess Our Game. Or we already did. That's what we did. That's what we just did. Hey, next week games, don't know for sure about what I'm doing, but Brian, you're going to play something called Gibbous. What the hell's that?
Gibbous. It's a Cthulhu adventure. Point, click my way straight on to adventure. So since this is Cthulhu, it's going to be some cultist, a talking cat.
Yeah.
Basically, I wanted something that was going to cleanse my palate from Visage. Now, this is still a horror game, but it's all about that point and click, funny cartoon style, just jokey jokes, making little jokes about stuff. Yeah, a little jokey jokes. It's kind of you're a detective, noir kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you're actually hooked up with the actual character plans is just a goof. And there's a cat. Did I mention there's a cat?
There's a cat. Oh, good. Cause there aren't enough cats.
Gonna help me along in my ways. We're going to see how it goes. I'm going to stream this, probably Wednesday night, which is tomorrow night at about 5:30.
All right.
Because you're doing the core on Thursday night.
Yeah, right? We do core on Thursdays, and that means we're doing core on Thursdays is what that means. That's what that means. All right. Enough of that now. Why don't we be more ready? Here you go, Scott. All right, there we go. Hey, an email from a listener. This came to us from Brad. Hey, Brad. Oh, by the way, don't leave at the end of the show, because we got some games I want to give out real quick at the end of the show. We got Dicey Dungeons, an amazing roguelike.
That is such a fun game.
Card game slash whatever deck Dice builder game. Thing. I love it. It's really good. Dream Daddy, if you like them relationship-y games. Okay.
Never heard of it.
Really? I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Sunless Sea is the third one. These all came from Brian Skoghem. I'm not sure how you say his name. But it was super nice for him to give us these codes. So we're going to use those today and give away all three of those at the end.
I'm looking at Dream Daddy and I see why I don't remember it. It's a dad dating simulator. Yeah, it I've is. Never seen this.
It is. And it was really, hilarious. It was like a big, weird, popular one-off that a lot of people got into for a hot minute.
Oh my gosh.
But I played Sunless Sea. I played Dicey Dungeons. These are all good things to win. So we're going to give those away at the end of the show. Anyway, I got this email from Brad. It says, Scott and Brian, I can't find the right game to scratch my space trucker itch. Help.
Ooh.
All right, I got some recommendations. Elite Dangerous is about to, maybe they already launched it, but they're going to be launching their land on the planet and run around and do shit thing that they're doing.
Mode.
Yeah, they got a new mode coming. But Elite Dangerous is all about pick up the stuff at this station, find a place that wants to pay big money for it, warp over there, deliver it. It's your pure kind of space trucking. Everspace 2 coming out soon. This month even, right?
Yes.
This month? No.
I don't think it's this month.
Well, the demo's up. You play the demo.
Right.
I loved Everspace 1, so I'm excited about that. And then the other one I would recommend is Shipbreaker. Or Hard Space / Shipbreaker, which is not about you delivering things, but it's still very space truckery because you're tearing apart old ships for money and then doing jobs based on that and living out on a crappy space station above the Earth. And the only good jobs are up in these derelict things where you got to like tear ships apart. And I love that game. So
I think me and Scott
agree on those, because those are all great.
Those are all great. Also, I don't want to forget, like, the Rebel Galaxy games 1 and 2 are excellent space trucker games. If you want to scratch that edge, there's plenty out there to play, man. I think there should be more, but there's a
few that one that I've been keeping my eye on, which I want to play. I never played any of the X series, and I saw the chat room mention it as well. The X4, and I was kind of reading into this after we got this email. I was looking. I was like, I never did play X4. I'd like to talk a little bit about it.
I have that game.
It looks good. They just had an expansion come out this past year.
Yeah, I have that game. So that game has a weird relationship with me, because I get into that game about every 6 months, fire it up, and see how things are going. And most of the time,
what's the space trucker level on that? Pretty good.
If there's a scale from 1 to 10 for space trucker, I'm gonna give it a 6. Because there's other stuff going on there that game's trying to do, and I'm not sure I'm into it as much as I wish I was. It has its stuff, though. But I want Privateer. I want a new Privateer. I want a new...
There you go.
Freelancer 3, whatever. Like, get some of those old-school things in here. Let's get that going. Make a new X-Wing game. Like, we know what we need to do, people. Just get out there and make them. And they're space truckery. All that stuff is... Anyway, you can be like Brad and send us an email if you want. That address is boopshow@gmail.com. Please send it. We'd love it. All right. That's it for the show. A reminder that you can find our website at frogpants.com/BOOP. You can email us, boopshow@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, @boopshow, the Brian Dunaway, and Scott Johnson. And if you want to watch us stream stuff, we have two channels that we're always on. Frog Pants is the first one. That's where you're watching right now if you're here live. And, of course, Brian Dunaway when Brian's playing. Friend those two things up and check them out, because it's good times. I have Squadrons. I need to play it.
I have it as well. If you have the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, I think they give you like 10 hours of gameplay time. And I launched it and played a little bit. And it's interesting. I like
they
it so
do.
Far.
It's I wish it was on EA Play just straight up. It's not yet. It's too new, I guess. But
it got real cheap over the holidays. Like, yeah. I mean, like $25 cheap.
The problem is it's like really multiplayer focused, and I would love something way more single player focused. Plus, it's not really space trucking. It's just combat, and that's fine too, but not necessarily what I want ultimately out of a Star Wars game. I would love something with a little more depth. But I'm always on the lookout for those. So anytime, Brad, I can think of one, I'll talk about them here on the show. That is going to do it for us, Brian. Do you have anything you'd like to add to this pile of words I just made?
Wow, we covered that pretty good. Yeah. I don't know. I might need to go get a space trucker game.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, I'm with you there. Space truckers and Trace Effers alike, let's meet in the middle and have a good time. We'll see you next week for a whole new episode of The Boop Show. We'll see you then. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam. I love Steam.
You want me to say the words?